The U.S. Supreme Court could rule as early as this week on a fight between Virginia schools and transgender students. The Los Angeles Times reports that the school board is asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order. It wants the court to overturn a lower court's decision that allows a transgender student to use the boys' bathroom. The 17-year-old student sued the Virginia school board after it required students to use bathrooms that matched the gender on their birth certificate. And with the start of the school year fast approaching, this issue is gaining momentum across the country. More than 20 states have challenged the Department of Education's order that allows students to use bathrooms, dorms, and locker rooms that match their gender identity. So we'll keep an eye on the Supreme Court on this issue. Meanwhile, a clinic for transgender youth in Boston has noticed something that it can't explain. A high percentage of its transgender children and teenagers are growing up in adoptive homes. The rate of adoption among the clinic patients turns out to be 3 to 4 times higher than the overall adoption rate in the state. Martha Biebinger from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
2 years ago, when Nathan Tasker was 13, his mom drove him from his home in Melrose, Massachusetts, to attend a special transgender summer camp in Maine. Nathan says he was happy for the first time in years.
I finally was not alone.
But even at a camp for transgender youth, Nathan expected to be different because he's also adopted.
Well, I thought that, you know, I was just a package deal. Like, this only happens to one kid, like, in every place in the world. But I was like, you know what? There are a lot of adopted kids who are trans, and that's pretty amazing.
Nathan's doctors at Boston Children's Hospital started making the same connection last year.
We had been noticing that a seemingly high percentage of our patients were adopted or living with adoptive families.
Dr. Daniel Schumer treated transgender kids at Boston Children's Hospital for years. He moved to Ann Arbor, Michigan to open a similar program last year, but pored through the files in Boston before he left. He found that 8.2% of the 184 young people who've come to the clinic since it opened in 2007 were raised in adopted families. The adoption rate overall in Massachusetts is 2.3%.
There may be a true link between being adopted and being transgender. But another possibility is that adoptive families may be more likely to present to clinics for help for their transgender child.
There are a few reasons why. Adoption experts say it's a fact. Adopted children seek and receive more counseling and care. When it comes to transgender care, Schumer says families of adopted children appear less likely to be ashamed of their child and more likely to seek help. That idea resonates with Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy, who runs a clinic for transgender youth in Los Angeles.
When parents have biological children that are transgender, what happens is a big blame game. I have heard many families say, well, you know, my husband has two gay cousins or my wife has a trans aunt.
Olson Kennedy says that does not happen with the families of adopted kids. There is no evidence of a transgender genetic connection. But could there be something about the experience of adoption that helps explain the link? Dr. Schumer says maybe.
As adoptive kids are becoming teenagers, they may more actively consider their gender identity in the context of their overall identity than kids that aren't adopted, that aren't going through as rigorous an identity thought process.
That's a new but reasonable assumption, says Adam Pertman, president of the National Center on Adoption and Permanency.
Identity and adoption is a complex issue. I mean, it's complex for everybody, but there's a whole nother layer for adopted people that sort of triggers, in many of them, a deeper look within themselves about identity. And maybe this is part of what they find.
I think it's a stretch, frankly.
That's Jameson Green, past president of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. He says all of these theories are interesting guesses, but just that.
People, in trying to understand what transness is and how it manifests and why some of us are this way, will elicit all kinds of conjectures.
Green has many of his own questions. He is, after all, adopted. Could there be something triggered by an early separation from the biological mother, or something neurological, linked to reasons a mother gives up her child for adoption?
It speaks to how little we actually know. There's much more to be learned about transness about gender identity development in all people.
There appears to be just one other study on transgender adoption rates. In 1998, a Toronto clinic found a similarly high percentage of adoption among transgender youth than among children as a whole. The Boston researchers are presenting their findings at conferences and have submitted a paper for publication. It leaves the question about why there's a high adoption rate among transgender youth seen at some clinics open for discussion. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.